بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي إبراهيم عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنه. Still reading this hadith, the last hadith on sabr in this chapter. And in this riwayat we read further that the hadith stresses upon a fundamental principle of Islam. And this is the great beauty of our great ulama, that from every hadith, every ayat, they took out great, great lessons for us to learn. So one great principle that we learn here is to utilize means and then supplicate to Allah Ta'ala for His assistance. That is, whatever our methods of this dunya are, to use the asbab also, the means, in order to achieve that. That is, this outward dunya's things, all the means. And that is sunnah, to use the means and then to make dua to Allah Ta'ala as well, the combination of both. That we use the means also, but we don't put our trust, our yaqeen is not in the means. The only doer is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And this is in a sense also that Allah Ta'ala has kept a test for us. That we use the means like we use medicine and then we get cure. So that is the means, the medicine that we use. But if we have the yaqeen that the medicine gave shifa, then this will be shirk with Allah Ta'ala. So that this is a test that Allah has put, that use the means also, but don't trust the means. And the means are sunnah, and to have yaqeen on the zaat of Allah Ta'ala is fard-e-ayn, that we must only trust on Allah Ta'ala. And in any case, those means are also the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And it's very important that the means must not be against the teachings of deen. Whatever means we use, like for example, to use security for our houses, burglar bars, alarm systems, these are all permissible. So to use that means for protection is quite in order. But to have insurance which is haram, then that won't be permissible. So all the means which are permissible we use, which are not permissible, those we are not allowed to use. So to use the means, and this is a person will find great comfort in all his matters, if he combines the two, uses the means also, but does not trust the means, and puts his full reliance only on Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared for jihad by acquiring weapons, adopting strategies of war, encouraging the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to fight, and then turned to Allah Ta'ala in dua. So all that was required here, as we read, that Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam got the weapons also. He put the lines of the sahaba in order, arranged them also. All the asbab, the means he used. And then he turned to Allah Ta'ala, because Allah alone, with all the means also, a person can fail completely. It is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that we should make dua and turn to Allah Ta'ala. So whether it is for our rozi, to use the means is 100% permissible and sunnah. Whether we do business, whether we work for somebody, or whatever the permissible means are. But yeah, again, to use the impermissible means, to work, for example, in a bank, or in a place, insurance company, where all the matters are only on interest, then that will not be permissible. But to use all the permissible means, that is 100% correct and sunnah. But again, we must not have our trust in that means, that the shop is giving me my rosy, my job is giving me my rosy. Yeah, the test is, we are seeing it happening from there, but our yaqeen is on ghaib, that Allah alone is the giver. He is the provider. So we turn only to Allah Ta'ala. So neither should we just depend on the means, that is totally wrong and haram. And also, we should not only rely on du'as. We should use the means also which are sunnah. And even was just relying on Allah Ta'ala, though that he is, so many people, the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, great, great ulama, they did not work for dunya at all. When Allah Ta'ala sustained them. But the combination generally is that we use the means also, never put our trust in the means, and we rely on Allah and Allah alone. This will be a suitable, comfortable way for a person to pass his life. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking for the help of Allah Ta'ala serves as a perfect example of how dua should be made. This is another great lesson that we learn from this hadith also, that dua also we should make, and we should also make the dua in the correct way. And that is that the first thing in dua, we should praise Allah Ta'ala. In order for our duas to be accepted, the first thing is to praise Allah Ta'ala. Then secondly, durood and salawat on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then thirdly, tawbah and istighfar. And we beg Allah for forgiveness, etc. And then we start making our du'as. Whatever we want to ask, then we ask for Allah Ta'ala. And according to the various occasions, the appropriate du'as then we make. But first we should always praise Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third, tawbah and istighfar, and then we can start making our dua. So just from one hadith, one ayat, ulama have extracted this point, and we are greatly indebted to our ulama, how they have lived their whole lives, they sacrificed for deen, in order to give it to us, ready-made on the plate. Allah make it that we appreciate it, and in all these things again, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And then we want to go into all those details. We just have to do what we, the food is prepared. We must just eat it now. Our deen is given to us ready. We don't have to go and find out all so much detail. Just acquire this knowledge and then practice upon the deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. سبحان الله.